right now.
Hello, guys, and welcome to Stube Homo podcast. This is our first attempt at doing podcast at Stube Sachsen, and we really hope you will enjoy this podcast. So with me today, I'm having two great people. I will first introduce myself. My name is Jasur. I'm from Kyrgyzstan, and I'm assistant at Stube Sachsen. Hello, Harada. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Actually, really exciting about this idea. So we have for a long time the idea to start a podcast, a place where students can express themselves. And it's important to mention that this is a radio where or a podcast a channel where we don't care about how you talk or if you have an accent or if you don't talk. We're gonna be talking in English this time, but also there will be the chance to talk in other episodes in German, other interviews. And that's the idea, that we are open and we are focus on the content and not how you talk or how if you talk right or wrong. It's about the content. Yeah, I'm really excited, as I said, and I'm really happy to have also today with us a friend, a Stube friend, Noris. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, Tasu. Hi, Gerardo. I am Kaye Noris. I'm an international student. I study my master in sustainable mining and remediation management at the TU Freiburg. I am very happy to join this live podcast. In fact, it's a privilege for me to be one of the very first people to start this podcast. I can say it's a privilege, and I say thumbs up to you guys. Magnificent idea, and I feel like this is something that is going to be very enjoyable, and I hope that we get more and more episodes and editions of this.
Yeah, yep. We hope to gonna be fun for everyone. So let's try it. The idea is like we are talking in a living room. It's not a too serious structure. What we wanna, we just wanna talk between friends and between human beings. A normal talk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So briefly. So basically, Noris is one of the students that has received a BPSA, so-called financial assistance, when someone tries to apply for an internship in a home country. So in this episode, we would like to try to invite Noris to speak about his experience of getting this scholarship and all the steps he had to go through. Yeah.
Yeah, so Noris, how was it to apply into BPSA? This is a really hard, maybe the first impression when you hear, what was your, actually the first question, what is your first impression about this name? it's a really hard name.
Actually, I've been attending Stube for close to about 5 semesters already. Yeah. And but the first impression I had about the BPSA scholarship was that I was thinking that, is it true? Is it something that can be attainable? Is this something that can work? But I was just like, okay, if there is a day that is dedicated for Stube seminar that is dedicated solely to talk about BPSA, it means this is an idea that is surely true. This is something that surely goes through. And then after getting from friends who have benefited from the BPSA scholarship, and I was like, wow, it means I also can be a beneficiary to this opportunity. So when I started, I was still skeptical somehow, but with all the other things that I've just mentioned, they kept motivating me, and I felt like, okay, just push through, try. And I was very surprised when I called Gerardo to talk about it, and he was so open to it. And the same day in the evening, I received an email. I mean, even he sent a general email that, guys, what's happening? It's time. You guys should come and apply. I was like, wow, it means something really serious. If at all, they are encouraging people, you know when it comes to things like things when it comes to monetary transactions. People always try to, or other organizations always try as much as possible to keep people away. But I was kind of surprised when Gerardo was instead calling people to come and apply, send in your applications, make sure you send it in on time and so on. I was like, okay, then this is an opportunity for me. Then I just went through the Stube Sachsen website. I tried as much as possible to get the necessary documentation, which were definitely not hard to get. I had to put one or few writings together to get a plan of what I'm going to do. And then when I presented it, Gerardo just asked me for some time for for the benefactors to deliberate over it. And how was
I can share with
it?
you some a short story about my experience, my first experience with BPSA. So I was a student as well here in Germany at the TU Dresden, and I was looking for I didn't have a scholarship, so I needed to make an internship back home, and I was looking in Google like international student, no money, need to do internship at home, and the first thing that appeared in Google was BPSA. So I read that and I couldn't understand what that was, like this name, you know. And I knew German, but not, it was confusing for me. But I said, like, I'm gonna try. Then I was a little bit skeptical because they told me, I read it like you have to participate in seminars. And I didn't know about what kind of seminars and what people are coming there. But then I subscribed to the first seminar, and I was really excited about this idea of Stuve and sharing experiences with people of so many countries and so many different point of view about the topic. And then I apply, and I was really happy as I got BPSA. So, and some years later, now I'm coordinating this this idea because I like it too much, you know.
It all started like a joke, but yeah, you are.
We're gonna make another episode with you, Gerardo. How was it? You're gonna talk about that as
Today
well.
the interview is with you. It's not about me.
Oh yeah, of course.
So, yes, so you have some other questions
Yes,
like to know
Norris.
about the experience?
I wanted to ask you what in what field did you take up your internship? Where and what was the basic purpose of the internship?
Okay, like I earlier mentioned when I was doing the introduction, I'm a student. I study mining in TU Freiberg, and I also had the opportunity some time ago to do courses in occupational safety and health. So I was looking for an opportunity that was going to blend these two fields of studies so that I'll be able to get a perspective, to be able to get a real feel, a real sense of how the real professional world is. So I was talking to one of my relatives back at home, and he was like, okay, there is this company that is Safe Haven Sal. They are into safety, but they have a safety in a mining operation. And he feels like this is an opportunity for me to maybe tap in so that I'll be able to benefit from the two areas, professional areas that I want to base my professional career on. So when I got the opportunity to get their contact, I talked to the safety officer. I talked to the management of it, and I told them that I am in Germany, and I gave them my plan. I gave them what I was up to. They shared with me, and we had to come up with a plan as to what my work was going to be in. So basically, my work was basically to work in a quarry. A quarry, for those who do not know or those who are not in the field, a quarry is just like a semi mine. A quarry is just an area where materials of resource interest can be extracted from. So it was just as a query, but I had to ensure that safety norms are respected. I have to ensure that environmental norms are respected because I was working with the health, safety, and environment department of the company. So the basic work we did was just to design and implement, evaluate, to coordinate, to manage safety and the risk control systems in order to ensure that the work goes on without any major hazards till the end.
So sounds really interesting and engaging. How long did you do that long?
Unfortunately, based